can get our daily newsletter by signing up at upnorthnewswi.com. You can also reach the show 715-388-7155 or radio at upnorthnewswi.com. I wanted to conclude our last segment with a comment from Mason Becker on Twitter, who noted that other than Senator Kathy Bernier and very recently Speaker Voss, has a single Republican Wisconsin legislator spoken out about the train wreck investigation that they forced on Wisconsin taxpayers? I couldn't agree more. And if not, why? That's $1 million wasted. And they're, frankly, a free messaging to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. There should be a ton more messaging on how much money could have been wasted on Foxconn, money that would have been spent up in the district on roads and other things. We're talking about a Republican Party always going on about, you know, waste, fraud, and abuse when they're the ones committing the waste, the fraud, and the abuse. So, you know, let's hop on that and really start pressing Republican legislators around the state about why they're not saying anything about what was clearly, like the judge said, nothing. It was a whole lot of nothing. Joe Zepecki joins us as we have him on occasionally to talk about politics of one form or another. He writes some great analysis articles for us at upnorthnewswi.com. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. How are you doing, Pat?
I'm all right. You know, every time it's funny because, you know, we will tell journalists, you know, don't get caught up in the horse race. Yet we always, you know, enjoy seeing new data. We enjoy seeing new polls. So it's not that you're supposed to be anti-poll. It's just put it in perspective. So the things we're going to talk about today, you know, are a snapshot in time. These are 811 registered voters that were interviewed August 10th through the 15th, margin of error of 4.2%. And Joe, the thing that people are talking most about is that Mandela Barnes has opened up a 7-point lead on Ron Johnson, 51-44, while Governor Tony Evers and Tim Michaels are in a statistical tie, Evers leading 45-43. Really, it's more that Michaels and Barnes got a bump coming out of their primaries, and that this is all probably not anything like what the final vote totals will look like in November, do you think?
Well, what I think is increasingly true is that we should take every single individual set of numbers that we see in terms of public opinion research with a truckload of salt. Mm-hmm. To me, the value of public opinion research at this point in a state where we know the politics are just 50-50. They just are across the board when it comes to competitive red team versus blue team elections. So to me, it's more about kind of checking the mood. And what I took away from yesterday's Marquette Law School poll were a couple of kind of top lines. And the first is that progressives, Democrats are more united than Republicans than conservatives are.
Yeah, no surprise there right now.
You would rather be a House united than a House divided going into a midterm election. Number two, former President Trump still kind of looms over everything and in a way that is not helpful for Republicans. He is an agent of chaos. And that chaos kind of hangs over our politics in a way where he can cause even more problems for Republicans any single day between now and election day, given how unpopular he is.
And then I think it's worth noting before you get to your third point. I mean, this is a guy who lost Republicans the House, lost Republicans the Senate, lost Republicans the presidency, and it is entirely possible that he is going to lose Republicans 2022 before all is said and done. So your point is perfect. I mean, he is, you know, an agent of chaos.
And he's a loser baby, right? Yep. And so and we'll come back around to the numbers, but to the third sort of thing is this is a political environment that is growing more favorable for Democrats at a good time. No one should misunderstand midterm elections for the party controlling the levers of power, many of them in Washington, D.C., tend to go poorly. And there have been a lot of moments in this past year where you go, wow, this could be a really bad fall for Democrats. And listen, it still might be if people right. don't get out there and vote. But at the moment, the political environment is improving for Democrats. So those are my three takeaways. Progressives United, people are fired up and energized. We've seen that enthusiasm gap shrink. You know, Democratic enthusiasm is up 9 points. That's a good thing if you're a Democrat. Conservatives yeah. are divided. Trump remains a problem for them. And the political environment is growing more favorable. Those are my top three takeaways. And now I'm happy to chop it up kind of inside the numbers.
Sure. And the first one that my eye was drawn to, and I'll admit it was drawn there because of a quote by Charles Franklin, the poll director. But you look at the question, does candidate, you know, X, does this person care about people like me? And in the case of, say, you know, Mandela Barnes, 50% say yes, he cares about people like me. 27% say no. For Ron Johnson, this is 41% said yes, he cares about people like me. 49% say no, he does not care about people like me. I mean, that's an amazing spread. Then over on the governor's side, Tony Evers cares about people like me. 54% say yes, 38 no. For Tim Michaels, 38% yes, 38% no. And so this is the quote from Charles Franklin. Is that means there's 23% of the people about Tim Michaels and coincidentally 23% of the people about Mandela Barnes who don't yet say they can't, they don't know enough to answer the question, does Tim Michaels or Mandela Barnes care about people like me? And that 23% of voters in both cases could very well decide the election, or you'll tell me I'm looking too deeply into just one set of numbers.
No, those characteristics, those traits are really important. So within what these numbers tell me is that Wisconsin voters are ready to fire Ron Johnson, that after 12 long years, you know, a big broken promise and more conversation about mouthwash and VAERS data and Hunter Biden's laptop than anybody would have imagined 12 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Voters have decided they're over Ron Johnson. There's a lot of work to do for Lieutenant Governor Barnes to sort of fill in the rest of his story and make sure that voters understand what he's about. But he comes into this, you know, against an incumbent over 50. Wow. But there's no question that these numbers are more about Ron Johnson than they are about Mandela Barnes at this moment in time.
Now comes the usual disclaimer, of course. The only numbers that ever, ever, ever mattered to Ron Johnson happened in 2010 and in 2016, much like Trump in 2016. Terrible poll numbers, but as long as they can get enough of, you know, people that support them to show up compared to the other candidate, none of this matters. It really comes down to who's showing up, not how they feel today.
That's exactly right. And flipping it to the governor's race, you know, this is an electorate. This is a state that has decided they kind of understand that their governor was dealt a raw hand. They tend to like him. They're not sure about this new guy. And that's what the next 82 days are going to be about. You know, Governor Evers has some strengths built in on those same characteristics that you just mentioned relating to the Senate race. The governor is plus 16 in terms of, you know, cares about people like me. He's plus 9 in terms of shares my values. His job approval is 47 approve, 41% disapprove among independents, which in a 50-50 state like this, where the two bases both have a lot of enthusiasm, independents will be determinative. So they've decided, you know, I think voters are ready tomorrow to fire Ron Johnson. And they're not sure if they can get any better than Tony Evers with Tim Michaels. So there's a lot of work to do and reason to be cautious in both races.
I think that there's also something apparent here in whether it's frustration or anger. And my own interpretation is that a lot of that is, frustrated Republicans, but I could be wrong. One of those markers is that after you look at the governor's race with Evers at 45, Michaels at 43, there's an independent candidate who comes in at 7%, which I didn't even write her name down. I've never heard of her. I am a consummate consumer of political news. And I haven't heard of this independent candidate who somehow got 7% of the respondents to say, that's my choice. It says nothing about her. It says everything about voters looking for some way to express their frustrations. And unfortunately, a lot of them do it with third party candidates who have no chance to actually win for them.
Well, and just utter disdain for our politics, which is not like a crazy notion at this point in our history. So a couple other just top line takeaways. I mentioned Trump looming over everything, a problem for conservatives. I want people to understand this is a guy who could announce he's running for president any day. And every Republican strategist in America is screaming and pleading and pulling on his coattails and trying to stop him from doing that, because he is so deeply unpopular. And does anybody think that the tightening noose of legal problems and the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago, does anybody think that makes it less likely that he's going to run for president and announce today or tomorrow? Of course not. So here are the numbers. Trump has a 38% favorability rating, 57% unfavorable. He's the least popular politician in this poll. He's underwater by 19 points, and he's underwater by almost 30 points with independents. So the fact that Tim Michaels is so aligned with Donald Trump, and as those 23% of statewide voters who aren't very familiar with Mr. Michaels get to know his association with Mr. Trump, that's going to be a problem for him. I think we may have some room for this on the backside of the break, but the other thing that people need to understand about Mr. Michaels is how out of step he is on one of the top issues in this election. 88% of Wisconsinites support abortion exceptions for rape or incest, including 71% of Republicans. You know who doesn't think there should be those exemptions? Tim Michaels, Republican nominee for governor.
Those were stunning numbers to see. And again, the number for Republicans and the 87% for independents who want to see that exception for rape and incest. Michaels is going to, he's going to bounce around. He has already. He has flip-flopped. He has, you know, removed Trump's endorsement from his website, then put it back on. And I think that he's going to be that kind of a flawed candidate. And these numbers are only going to make his campaign put it more in disarray. Joe Zepecki is with us. We're going to talk more about the poll and other issues of the day coming up on the other side of this break. You're up north.